USA Radio News.
A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. Texas DPS tweeted, quote, "The driver suspected of human smuggling evaded law enforcement and crashed into a commercial vehicle," end quote. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. Police stated the chase started on the border of Mexico. It comes after this week's other smuggling attempt, which ended with 53 illegal immigrants dead in San Antonio. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A city council meeting was held in Uvalde, Texas.
A special city council meeting happened in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who is refusing to release information about the investigation.
She's the person who's holding all the keys to the kingdom. She's the one that's telling everybody they can't talk, but yet she'll go in the press and say, "I don't have an investigation going on."
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who is also a city councilman, wasn't there. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Southern California lawmaker Judy Chu was among 181 people arrested by the U.S. Capitol Police for blocking an intersection near the High Court, briefly shutting down traffic during a protest in support of abortion rights. Chu was issued a citation and released about 2 hours later. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The president is supporting a filibuster.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, Thursday morning, said he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, for this action.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A mystery rocket body that crashed into the moon is baffling NASA. According to NASA, astronauts discovered a rocket body heading towards a lunar collision late last year. Impact occurred in March, and NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter spotted the crash site on the moon's surface shortly after. New images shot this week show a snapshot of the site. The crash landing left behind a double crater more than 90 feet wide. According to the Space Administration, two large masses on each end of the rocket may have caused the craters, but it did note that the impact marks are highly unusual. The Houston Chronicle reported no space exploring nations have claimed responsibility for the projectile. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.